Why don't you like me, and why don't I like you? Welcome to my podcast. I'm Gloria Moraga. This is One-on-One. This episode is about being liked or disliked. It's a shorter, quicker process than being unfriended online or in person. Disliked, not hated, just not liked. It's more of a personal one-on-one reaction. It's different from being popular or unpopular. Think about it. Be honest. Have you ever instantly disliked someone? In person? At work? In your personal life? In your professional life? Do friends of friends dislike you? Or someone in your boyfriend's family? Anyone. Someone just doesn't like you. You know it. You feel it. And as a way to defend yourself, to protect yourself from hurt, you decide to dislike them in return. What a dilemma, and it's no way to live.
This is Gloria Moraga's One-on-One, a show designed to improve face-to-face communication in the digital age.
It's Thursday, April 9th, 2020. Happy whatever day of the quarantine this is for you. Be safe. Stay home. Distance. Not everybody likes you. It's just a fact. It's also a fact that we need to get along and be likable to get jobs, keep jobs, and be successful in career and life. For some reason, I don't know why, some people really dislike me. I think I'm likable. I try to be a pleasant person, but still, some people dislike me. I can handle it. It's like when you have a date. You think you hit it off, and then they never call you. Being hurt, you don't call them. I'm Gloria Moraga, One-on-One Communications in the Digital Age. Please download, share, and subscribe. I am opinionated, and I speak up. And I am pushy. I thought these were the reasons some people take an instant dislike to me. How about you? Do you blame yourself? I do. And did. Here's one of my examples. When I was a young woman just out of college, I was lucky to land a part-time job on the radio, 20 hours a week. But I needed another job, so I applied and got two additional part-time jobs. So I was working three part-time jobs. At the radio station, at the ABC television affiliate, at the CBS television affiliate. I was working as a production assistant. So basically, I ran studio camera and the audio board. Here was my schedule. I worked overnight at the radio station. Then I would go directly to one of the television stations and work on the morning board, running audio and station breaks. Then I would sleep, wake up, and go to the other television station for the early newscasts. Then I would go to the radio station. Crazy schedule, huh? I did it. I am driven. But at one television station, there was another worker who did not like me. I don't know why. I'm thinking about this because I like being liked. Up to this point in time in my life, being accepted and liked was not a problem for me. I'd worked hard to get along in high school and college. I was a serious student, and I was serious about work. But for some reason, this woman, we'll call her Patty, loathed me. She was rude and made nasty comments when I was around. I would smile and try to please her, and then I would just let it go. The job was a crummy job. Why would I want to create problems on a crummy job? So I let her insults and nastiness pass without saying a word. I worked my shifts, got my pay, rushed to my other jobs. About a year into this job, I was called into the director's office, and he said, "Do you know why you're here?" I thought, Lord, this is not good. That's what cops ask when they pull you over and give you a ticket. I shook my head. "I'm letting you go," he said. I was stunned, but not upset. I was being fired. This is a crummy job, I thought. "Tell me why," I said. "Because you can't get along with Patty." How so? I asked, stunned. I had no idea she was complaining about me. When you walk in, the tension is so thick, he said. You don't work to get along. I don't like the way she acts when you walk in, and you don't seem to care. I got up. I said thanks and okay. I left. I didn't understand why Patty did not like me. And why don't women support other women? I didn't understand why the director, a Latino, didn't ask for my side. I was working so hard, and these two people just cut me down. A woman, I'm a woman, and a Mexican-American man, I'm Latina. Why couldn't he support me just enough to hear my side? Have you had similar experiences? I've been searching for an answer, and here's one that I found. I read an article in Nautilus. I'll put the link in the description. It's called Why Your Brain Hates Other People and How to Make It Think Differently. The author is Robert Sapolsky. He's a professor of biology, neurology, and neurosurgery at Stanford University. He's author of A Primate's Memoir, Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers, and Behave, The Biology of Humans at Our Best and Worst. That's his newest book, and I'm going to buy it. He begins his article by noting that when he was a kid, he saw the 1968 version of Planet of the Apes, and he said that he was going to be a future primatologist, so he was mesmerized. Then years later, he discovered an anecdote about the filming. At lunchtime, the people playing chimps and those playing gorillas ate in separate groups. That happens in the wild. Wow, I thought. Now, the core of his article is about the strength of us versus them. And he shares that there is considerable evidence suggesting that dividing the world into us and them is deeply hardwired in our brains, that humans have evolved from ancient times to think this way. Then he documents that we all figure out us-them differences with great speed. Researchers have put people in an MRI or a brain scanner and flashed up pictures very quickly. And then researchers documented how the brain processes faces of them differently than us's. The article is fascinating. Please read it if you have time. And here's my takeaway. It's not our fault if we don't like someone and they don't like us. It's not personal. It's programmed into our brains. It has been for thousands of years. Who knows why? I think it's a survival technique so we could survive the dark ages. We are tribal by nature. If we don't trust easily, we stay safe within our tribe. We don't befriend those who are different. And reading and thinking about this, immediately I think, us versus them. And I think, that's racism, that's sexist, etc. Disliking someone who is not like you is just stupid or ignorant and wrong. We need to embrace our differences. Bottom line, we're all human. We all hurt. We all bleed. We all love the same. But I know this is not how others think. I have learned this through years of working with difficult and sometimes hateful people and of reading history. The Nazis, for example. Still, we have free will. We choose our attitude. Prejudice is ignorance. Taking the high road, communicating and getting along, being kind, it gets you further in life than us versus them, and you live happier. Despite our superficial differences like hair and eye color, what country we were born, again, we are all the same. We think, we feel, we hurt. We search for happiness. Now, more than ever, we need to embrace our humanity and find joy in each other and the human condition. Read the article. It's great. The comments at the end of the article are priceless, and those comments show you why we have problems with us versus them. Just this update. I had to go out yesterday to get my thyroid medication. I was distancing, staying away from people. I had gloves and a mask on. I walked up to stand in line, and a woman behind me shouted very loudly, "Get back! You're too close to the man in front of you." I looked up and saw that my feet were slightly off the mark on the floor, which depicts a safe distance. I apologized. The man in front of me ignored me. I stepped back, and the woman behind me yelled at me again. Now you are too close to me. I turned. I said I was sorry to her, and she snapped, "You cut in line in front of me." I did not, but I didn't say that. I said, "I didn't see you there." I got out of line, and she said, "Don't get out of line." I said, "No, you go ahead. Be safe, and God bless." I walked away. I looped around the store, and I got some potato chips. I just needed to take a little walk to calm down and get over the exchange. It was hateful. Was this confrontation the result of us versus them? Or is it just the stress of the virus that has changed our lives? I don't know. It doesn't matter. I do know that knowing why we think things, why we do things, helps us overcome them. Knowledge is power. But most of all, it's better to be a lover, not a hater. Choose kindness. Stay home. Be safe. And communicate one-on-one. I'm Gloria Moraga. Love to you. Please subscribe, share, download.